We're doing Iyov, we're up to what's called the third chapter. And Iyov had been discussing, I wish I were dead. Iyov began by cursing his day. And Iyov had been saying, if only I were dead, I'd be at peace. Even the people who attain great greatness, or even the people who are really troubled, at the end of the day, they all die, and that's where they have peace. So, I don't know, Iyov said, why is it that God gives life to the people who suffer? These people who wish for death. They seek their own death and they're happy when they finally die. And now Iyov continues. These people who are
Legever asher darko nistaha vayasech Eloha ba'ado.
To the person who is so embittered, for his path is hidden. God, so to speak, has placed a fence between him and this person. All the good that God gives to the world is hidden from this person. This person is a person who wants death, and why did God bother giving this person life?
Ki lifnei lachmi anchati tavo vayitechu chamayim sha'agotai.
Iyov says, why do I have life? My life is so bitter. Even before I eat, I sigh. And when I eat and drink, my sigh is ever present. And my wailing, I suffer so much that it's as though it's an ongoing stream of water.
Vayitechu chamayim shagotai.
My wails of pain pour out like a running stream of water.
Ki fachad pachadti vayeetayeni vashel yagoti yavoli.
For I was fearful, and the thing I feared came to me. Iyov says, I know I had it good. And throughout the time I had it good, I was always scared of this. And then it came. The thing that I feared came upon me.
Lo shalavti, velo shakatti, velo nachti, vayavo roges.
I was never complacent. I never stood idly by. I never sat and said, oh, everything's okay, nothing bad will ever happen. I said, no. Who knows? Things can turn. The tide can change. The times can change.
Lo shalavti. I wasn't sitting contently at home saying I have it good. Velo shakati.
I wasn't silent. I prayed. I brought sacrifices.
Velo nachti.
I didn't sit on my laurels. I wasn't just resting, enjoying the peace. I did my best to prevent it. And nonetheless, vayavo roges, along came this anger, the decree about how my children were killed. This terrible thing came upon me, says Iyov, and I did my best. So why does God give life? Why does God give life to people who suffer so? Iyov, in this chapter, really said two things. He said, I wish I were dead. Why didn't I die from the womb? What's the purpose of my life? Why did I come to life if ultimately I'm suffering so? At the end, everyone gets this piece of death. So why shouldn't I have been a stillborn, been a miscarriage, died at childbirth? Why does God give life to a person who suffers and wishes for death? I did my best to prevent this, and nonetheless it came. So says Iyov, why am I alive? So that is, in summation, what Iyov has said in this, what's called the third chapter. And now we begin with the answer of one of his friends, Eliphaz HaTemani. And I guess we'll divide it into another recording just for convenience. We'll make it its own recording.